Okay, so picture this. I was going through my notes the other day, reorganizing some stuff, and I came across something I'd saved about explain the connection between witchcraft and quantum physics. And I remember thinking at the time, this is really important. I need to come back to this. Well, today's the day, and I'm glad I waited because I've got a lot more to say about it now. Hey, it's Luna Moon Show. Welcome back. So today we're talking about explain the connection between witchcraft and quantum physics, and I want to approach this a little differently. Instead of just listing off facts, I want to walk you through what actually matters here and why. There's above, so below, dear ones. Here's where it starts. Have you ever felt that electric buzz during a ritual when your intentions seem to sync with the universe? Now, I know that might seem like just another piece of information, but stick with me here. Tonight, I'll show you how to channel that energy using simple practices aligned with quantum principles, and this is where it connected for me personally. After 10 years of exploring this connection, I've learned that Fovas intention can truly shape our reality. I remember the first time I really understood this, and it was like switch flip. Everything made so much more sense after that. Now, there's a layer to this that most people completely miss. Try this. As you set your intentions, take a moment to visualize them as particles in motion responding to your thoughts. And honestly, it's a small step, but it can shift your perspective on both spirituality and science. That combination right there is what makes explain the connection between witchcraft and quantum physics so fascinating to me. Now, here's where it gets really magical. The biggest lesson from all of this is that key takeaway: set daily intention for 5 minutes each morning to focus your energy. This sharpens your mental clarity and directs your manifestations. Don't just take my word for it, though. Go to witchcraftforbeginners.com, read the full article, and form your own opinion. I think you're going to be surprised. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, tell someone about it. Word of mouth is how we grow, and I really appreciate every single one of you who shares the show. Until the next moon rises, Wespy.